今天的题目是配得神国的生命。
Today's title is A Life Worthy of the Kingdom of God.
帖撒罗尼迦前书后书第一章第一节到第五节。
Second Thessalonians 1 verses 1 to 5.
让我们打开圣经来看这一段经文。
Let us turn the Bible to this passage.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章 第一节到第五节，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在神我们父与主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安从神、从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们。弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合宜的，因你们的信心格外增长，并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足，甚至我们在神各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中乃就存忍耐和信心，这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国，你们就是为这国受苦。
Paul and Silvanus and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged, and the love of each one of you toward one another grows ever greater. Therefore, we ourselves speak proudly of you among the churches of God for your perseverance and faith in the midst of all your persecutions and afflictions which you endure. This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering.
那么帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒悔改相信耶稣之后，
The believers in Thessalonica after they believed in Jesus，
他们经历到极大的这个苦难。
They faced much persecution。
苦难临到他们是因为他们信了耶稣。
The suffering came to them because they believed in Jesus。
那么神使这个苦难临到他们是有他的旨意。
And God allowed this suffering to come to them because He has His will.
原因就是要考验他们。
It's to test them.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第五节这么说。
So in 2 Thessalonians 1:5 it says,
这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国，你们就是为这国受苦。
This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering.
我们确实，这帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒是配得神的国。
Yes, the believers in Thessalonica are worthy of the kingdom of God.
因为他们为神的国而受苦。
Because they suffered for the kingdom of God.
我们处在这种苦难当中，帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒存有一个很正确的一个态度。
And under such suffering, the believers in Thessalonica had the right attitude.
那么因此他们成为其他教会的榜样。
Therefore, they became an example to other churches.
那么就如保罗在第四节所说。
Just as what Paul says in verse 4.
那么甚至我们在神各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中乃就存忍耐和信心。
Therefore, we ourselves speak proudly of you among the churches of God for your perseverance and faith in the midst of all your persecutions and afflictions which you endure.
那么帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒的榜样，他们的态度是值得我们学习的。
And the example and attitude of the Christians in Thessalonica are worthy of our following.
而保罗经常感谢神，因为教会的信徒在经历苦难的时候。
And Paul often gives thanks to God because though the Christians were going through suffering.
存有这个信心、爱心，还有这个忍耐的心。
They had faith, they had love, and they had patience.
我们在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第三节，保罗曾经提过这个爱心 这个信心和盼望而存有的那种忍耐。
And 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3, Paul mentioned about the faith, the love, and the hope, and that results in perseverance.
我们在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father.
所以当保罗写第二封信给帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒的时候，
So when Paul was writing the second letter to the believers in Thessalonica,
所以他重提这三个属灵美德。
He once again mentions and repeats these three spiritual virtues.
所以从保罗写给他们这第二封信的时候，
So from the second letter from Paul,
我们看到帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒在他们的信心、爱心还有忍耐的心有格外的成长。
And we see that they were growing extra in faith and love and perseverance.
啊，这个是很好的事情。
This is a good thing.
因为他们的生命配得神的国。
Because their lives were worthy of the kingdom of God.
那么因此保罗为他们向神感谢。
Therefore, Paul gives thanks to God for them.
那么首先配得神的国，第一就是信心的成长。
So the first, being worthy of the kingdom of God is the growth of faith.
所以保罗在这边说，弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神。这本是合宜的，因为你们的信心格外增长。
So Paul says, we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as it is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged.
所以保罗为帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒的信心来感谢神。
So Paul gives thanks to God for the faith that is in the believers in Thessalonica.
所以他们不只对神有这个信心。
Not only do they have faith in God.
啊，他们的信心正在成长。
Their faith is greatly enlarged.
而且格外的成长。
It's greatly enlarged.
信心对一个基督徒来说是非常重要的。
Faith is a very important element for a believer.
因为圣经说没有信心就不能够得到神的喜悦。
Because the Bible tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God.
在希伯来书第十一章第六节这么说。
In Hebrews 11:6 it says,
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他常是那寻求他的人。
And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
所以无论在旧约圣经或者新约圣经，
So it doesn't matter if it's in Old Testament or New Testament.
我们经常强调人要信靠这位神。
It often emphasizes that men must believe, have faith in God.
所以当神呼召亚伯拉罕离开他的本乡的时候对他说。
So when God called Abraham out of his country.
你要离开本地本族父家往我所要指示你的地方去。
Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
To the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
为你祝福的，我必赐福于你；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And you, all the families of the earth, will be blessed. So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him.
那么根据希伯来书十一章第八节的记载。
According to what is written in Hebrews 11:8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去。往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place where he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
啊，这个就是人对神那种信心。
And that is the kind of faith that men have for God, towards God.
啊，信就是遵守神的吩咐，还有他的带领。
Faith is to obey God's commands and His leading.
那么虽然不知道将来有所要发生的事情，
Even though not knowing what will happen in the future,
但是愿意顺服神的带领。
But being willing to follow God's leading.
亚伯拉罕相信神。
Abraham believed in God.
因此他遵守神的吩咐。
Therefore he obeyed God's command.
虽然他不知道那个地方在哪里。
Even though he doesn't know where the place is.
但是他相信神是信实的。
But he believed that God is faithful.
他相信神是可靠的。
He believed that God is trustworthy.
亚伯拉罕的信心不是没有根据的。
Abraham's faith was not a blind faith.
因为亚伯拉罕他是一个认识神的人。
Because Abraham was someone who knew God.
而且他曾经经历过神的带领。
And he had experienced God's leading.
同样的，我们对神的信心不是没有根据的。
Likewise, our faith towards God is not without foundation.
啊，不是一种迷信。
It's not just superstition.
我在2000年前，主耶稣来到这个地上，彰显神的属性，还有他的荣耀。
2000 years ago, Jesus came to reveal God's nature and His glory.
那么当时很多人来跟随耶稣。
At that time, many people followed Jesus.
有些人不信。
Some people did not believe.
也有些人半信半疑。
And there's some who have believed.
那么只有一小群人真正的心相信耶稣。
There's only a small group who truly believed in Jesus.
那么那些来跟随耶稣的人，很多人都要求耶稣行神迹给他们看。
And many people who follow Jesus asked Jesus to perform miracles for them to see.
那么但是主耶稣却对他们说，
Yet Jesus tells them,
没有看见神迹而相信的人更为有福了。
Blessed are those who do not see, yet believe.
然后有不少的人，特别是那些来自无神论的社会。
And there are many people, especially those who come from atheistic societies.
然后就那些受到科学影响的人。
Or those who are impacted by science.
他们都要求证据。
They ask for evidence.
某一些东西的存在。
The existence of something.
真或是假的。
True or false.
必须要经过证明或者试验才算是真的。
And needs to go through experiment in order to be proved.
但是神是灵，灵是看不见的。
But God is spirit, and you cannot see spirit.
但是看不见的东西不一定不存在。
But what you cannot see does not mean it does not exist.
比如说空气，我们知道它存在，但是看不见。
For example, air, even though we know it exists, yet we can't see it.
所以希伯来书第十一章第一节这么说。
So in Hebrews 11:1 it says,
信就是所望之事的设底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
还有在第六节上半段说，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
And in verse 6, for he who comes to God must believe that he is.
所以圣经所说的信是指一个人相信那看不见的神。
So faith that the Bible talks about is someone who believes in the unseen God.
相信他的存在还有他的真实。
To believe his existence and his reality.
并且相信他是可靠的。
And to believe that he is trustworthy.
好多年前我在工程公司上班的时候。
And many years ago when I was working in an engineering firm.
有时候我必须要出差。
Sometimes I need to go travel somewhere.
如果地方很远的话，我必须要坐飞机。
If it's far away, I need to fly.
我坐飞机，有时候偶尔会遇到这个下很大的雨。
And sometimes, the plane will be flying through very heavy rain.
所以当这个飞机降落的时候
，So when the plane is about to land,
从飞机看下去，看不到这个地上。
You cannot see the ground from the plane.
连机场在哪里也不知道。
You don't even know where the airport is.
但是飞机师知道机场在哪里。
But the pilot knows where the airport is.
虽然他看不到这个机场。
Even though he cannot see the airport.
但是他能够使这个飞机很安全地降落在这个跑道上。
Yeah, he could land, the plane safely on the runway.
飞机能够安全地降落。
The reason why the plane can safely land.
因为飞机上有一个很可靠 飞机还有这个机场那边有两个很可靠的这个仪器。
It's because both the airport and the plane has a reliable instrument.
引导这个飞机安全的降落在这个跑道上。
To guide the plane to safely land on the runway.
所以这个飞机师的信心是建立在这个仪器。
So the pilot, his faith is founded on the instrument.
那么虽然他看不见这个跑道。
Even though he cannot see the runway.
但是他相信这个仪器是很可靠的。
But he believed the trustworthiness of the instrument.
能够使到这个飞机安全的降落在这个跑道上。
So that the plane could land safely on the runway.
那么同样的，我们对神的信心也是如此。
Our faith towards God is likewise.
然后虽然我们看不到神。
Even though we cannot see God.
我们信他，因为他是可靠的。
We trust him because he is trustworthy.
我们相信他，因为他是那位掌管天地万物的神。
We trust him because he is the God who is in control of heaven and earth.
那么信心是活的。
Faith is living.
这个信心是有动力的。
And it has power behind it.
而且会成长的。
It also can grow.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，当他们信了耶稣之后
，So the believers in Thessalonica after they believed.
那么他们的信心没有停留在那里
，Their faith did not stop there.
他们的信心继续的成长
，Their faith continued to grow.
一个人信了耶稣之后，他的信心必须要成长
，A person after he believes, his faith must continue to grow.
我自己的信对神的信心跟20年前的信心不一样。
My faith towards God today is different from the faith 20 years ago.
我感谢神，自从我相信耶稣之后
，And thank God after I believed in Jesus.
我对神的信心有成长。
My faith towards Him continued to grow.
那么信心好像一粒种子埋在泥土里面。
Faith is as a seed planted in the dirt.
那么经过浇水还有施肥
，through watering and adding nutrients.
那么渐渐的。长大起来
It begins to grow.
然后我搬进我的新家之后
After I moved into our home.
那么在我家的后院里面我栽种了一棵关先生送我的一棵桃树
I planted a peach tree that Mr. Grant gave me.
不晓得他还记得不记得
I don't know if he still remember.
他送给我这个桃树苗还不到六寸高
It started off less than 6 inches tall.
我就把这个桃树苗种在我后院的右边。
I planted it on the right side of my backyard.
那么今天这个桃树已经长大了。
And today the peach tree has grown.
过去几年都有结出不少的桃子来。
Past several years has produced peaches.
那么这个桃树成长不是自然的。
The growth of this peach tree was not completely natural.
那么这么多年来我一直在浇水清理那个野草还有施肥。
So these past years I've been watering, I've been weeding, I've been fertilizing the tree.
那么已经做我所下的功夫。
And because of the effort that I put in,
那么桃树才渐渐地长起来。
Therefore the peach tree grew.
并且还结出这个果实来。
And it bear fruit.
同样的我们对神的信心必须要成长。
Likewise, the faith that we have towards God must grow.
就好像保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第三节所说的，在信心所下的功夫。
So it's the effort that you put in, the labor that you put in towards faith.
在过去，你的对神的信心是否有成长
？Has your faith towards God been growing?
这个是配得神国的第一点。
So this is the first point of being worthy of the kingdom.
配得神国的第二点就是爱心要充足。
And the second point is that we must be full of love.
所以在第三节保罗说，弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这不是合宜的，因为你们信心格外成长。并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
We are always to give thanks to God for you, brethren, as it is only fitting, because your faith is greatly enlarged, and the love of each one of you toward one another grows ever greater.
那保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书曾经谈过这个爱的事情。
And Paul had mentioned about love in 1 Thessalonians.
在三章第十二节保罗说又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心必爱众人的心都能增长充足如同我们爱你们一样。
And may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in the love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you.
所以在还没有结束这个帖撒罗尼迦前书之前保罗在提醒他们。
So Paul again reminds them,
在五章十五节说你们要谨慎无论是谁都不可以恶报恶或是彼此相待或是待众人要常追求良善。
See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people.
然后可见在神的国度里面彼此相爱是何等重要的事情。
So we see that in God's kingdom, loving one another is very important.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒他们的信心有成长因此保罗向神感谢。
So Paul gives thanks to God because there's growth in the faith of the Thessalonian believers.
所以信心要成长，爱心必须要增加。
There must be growth in faith and also increase in love.
这个是基督徒当有的属灵美德。
These are the spiritual virtues that Christians ought to have.
所以信心是对这位神。
So faith is toward God.
我们爱心是对人。
And love is towards others.
所以当我们有这个坚固的信心的时候
So we have a solid faith.
那么基督的爱就会从我们的身上流露出来
Christ's love will flow through our lives.
所以保罗在这里劝勉我们要彼此相爱
So Paul exhorts us to love one another.
并且要爱得充足
And to be filled with love for one another.
我们在约翰一书第四章第七节到第八节这么说
And in 1 John 4:7-8,
亲爱的弟兄们，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God.
凡有爱心的都是由神生的，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
然后在十一节到十二节这么说
In verses 11 and 12 it says
亲爱的弟兄们神既是这样爱我们我们也当彼此相爱刚才我们所唱那首诗歌
Beloved if we so love one if God so loved us we also ought to love one another and that's the song that we just sang
从来没有人见过神我们若彼此相爱神就住在我们里面爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了
No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us.
神就是爱，爱是从神而来的。
God is love and love comes from God.
因此我们要彼此相爱。
Therefore, we need to love one another.
圣经还说，当我们彼此相爱的时候，神就住在我们的里面。
And the Bible tells us that when we love one another, then God abides in us.
世人也看出我们是主耶稣的门徒。
And that people will know that we are disciples of God.
所以这个信心、这个爱心是有很密切的关系的。
So faith and love are intertwined.
借着这个爱心，我们的信心会成长。
And through love, our faith will grow.
就如保罗在加拉太书第五章第六节所说。
Just like what Paul says in Galatians 5:6.
原来在基督耶稣里收割里或不收割里全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love.
如果信心要成长
，If faith is to grow，
爱心必须要充足
，Then we must be filled with love.
只有信，没有爱
，Faith without love。
或者说只有信心没有行为
or in another word if you have you only have faith and no action
就好像雅各说雅各书第二章第十七节所说
it's just like what James says
那么这样信心若没有行为就是死的
even so faith if it has no works is dead being by itself
所以雅各在这个第二章第十四节到第十六节一个例子来说明 信心与爱心之间的关系。
So James gave the example of the relationship between faith and love in verses 14 to 16.
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，若没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him?
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，又缺了肉用的饮食，你们中间有人对他说，平平安安的去吧。愿你穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他身体所需要的，还有什么益处呢？
If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, Go in peace, be warmed, and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that?
所以雅各说，只有信心不够。
So James says that if you only have faith, that's insufficient.
必须要有爱心。
You must also have love.
所以当弟兄姐妹有需要的时候，我们必须要以爱心来帮助他们。
So when brothers and sisters have needs, we must help them through love.
爱心当行出来的时候，能增加我们对神的信心。
And when love is carried out, it will increase our faith.
而对神的认识。
And our knowledge of God.
就好像约翰一书第四章第七节到第八节这么说。
Just as what 1 John 4, 7 to 8 says.
凡有爱心的都是由神而生的，并且认识神。因没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
所以配的神国的生命，第一点就是信心要增长。
So life worthy of the kingdom of God, first the faith must grow.
然后第二呢？爱心要充足。
Second, the love must be filled.
第三，必须要存有这个忍耐的心。
Thirdly, must have patience.
就好像帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第四节，保罗这么说。
And just like what Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 1:4.
那么甚至我们在神各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们在所受的一切逼迫患难中。乃就存忍耐和信心。
Therefore, we ourselves speak proudly of you among the churches of God for your perseverance and faith in the midst of your persecutions and afflictions which you endured.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，当他们遇到这个患难的时候
，So when the believers in Thessalonica face persecution,
他们仍然存有这个忍耐的心。
They continue to have perseverance.
那么虽然他面对这个苦难还有这个迫害，
even though they face persecutions and afflictions.
那么这些信徒没有放弃他们的信仰。
The believers did not give up their faith.
为什么？因为他们存有神赐给他们这个永恒的盼望。
Why? It's because they have the eternal hope that God has given them.
如果你记得《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章第三节所说的
，If you remember what First Thessalonians chapter one verse three says，
而保罗在那边谈到信心、爱心还有盼望。
Paul talks about faith, love, and hope.
信望爱啊
，faith, hope, love.
但是保罗在这里讲到信心、爱心还有忍耐。
But Paul talks about here talks about faith and love and perseverance.
所以以这两处经文来做个比较。
And so if you compare the two,
不同的就是盼望跟忍耐。
The difference is hope and perseverance.
所以盼望跟忍耐是有密切的关系。
And hope and perseverance are closely related.
所以在经历这个苦难的时候。
So as they're facing suffering,
帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，他们存有这个忍耐的心。
The believers in Thessalonica had a heart of perseverance.
因为他们知道在基督耶稣里，神赐给他们这个盼望。
Because they know the hope that is in Christ.
他们知道自己已经得到这个永生的生命。
They know that they themselves have already received eternal life.
有一天主耶稣将会从天降临，把他们提到天上去。
And one day Jesus will come again and bring them to heaven.
那么当时他们将会从死里复活过来。
And then they will rise again from the dead.
得到一个不会朽坏的身体。
And they will receive an imperishable body.
然后并且要与主永永远远的同在。
And they will be with God forever.
所以当一个基督徒面对这个苦难的时候，
And so when a Christian faces suffering,
我们借助这个忍耐，他们经历到神赐给的盼望。
And through the perseverance, they experience a hope that God has given them.
那患难能够使到一个基督徒在忍耐当中经历到神的盼望。
And afflictions could cause a Christian to, through perseverance, to experience the hope of God.
罗马书第五章第三节到第四节说。
And Romans 5:3-4 says.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope.
为什么这个世界上有苦难？
Why is there suffering here in this world?
这个是许多人所问的问题。
Many people ask this question.
特别是那些经历苦难的人。
Especially those people who experience suffering.
既然神是一位全能的神，
Since God is sovereign,
是一位有慈爱的神，
He is loving.
为什么他允许苦难临到地上？
Why does He allow suffering to come to this world?
那么圣经对这个苦难的问题没有一个很明确的一个答案。
The Bible does not give a clear answer for suffering.
但是苦难可以说因为亚当夏娃犯罪以后所带来的后果。
But basically, you could say that it is a result of Adam and Eve's sin.
有时候神被看为是苦难的源头。
Sometimes God is seen as a source of all suffering.
那比如说当法老王不让以色列离开埃及的时候。
For example, when Pharaoh would refuse to let the Israelites leave Egypt.
那神把这个灾难降临到埃及还有法老王的身上。
God caused the plagues to fall upon Pharaoh and the Egyptians.
神也借助一些人将这个灾难临到以色列人的身上。
But God also, through others, caused suffering to fall upon Israelites.
那有时候苦难好像从魔鬼撒旦而来的。
Sometimes suffering appears to come from Satan.
叶伯所受的苦是一个很典型的一个例子。
A typical example is the suffering that Job went through.
神借助魔鬼撒旦允许他把这个灾难临到叶伯的身上。
God allowed Satan to cause suffering to fall upon Job.
所以无论苦难是从神而来或者从魔鬼撒旦而来。
So it doesn't matter the source of suffering.
最终神是掌权者。
In the end, God is sovereign.
因为他掌权一切所发生的事情。
Because He is in control of all that happens.
所以当苦难临到我们的时候，
So when suffering comes to us,
神必有他的旨意。
God has His will in it.
往往神会借助这生活的苦难来除去我们对这个暂时的世界那种希望。
And so oftentimes the suffering in our lives causes us to remove the temporary hope that we have in this world.
以致我们的盼望不是建立在这个地上，而是建立在这个天上。
So our hope is not founded here, but founded in heaven.
Johnny Erickson, 当他17岁的时候。
Johnny Erickson, when she was 17.
因为他潜水，所以他的脊椎骨受伤了。
Because of a diving accident, she had a spinal injury.
然后直到她全身瘫痪。
She became quadriplegic.
那么从今以后，她必须要坐在轮椅上，一直到今天。
And from that time until today, she has been in a wheelchair.
每次我听到她在广播电台分享她的见证的时候，
Every time I hear her sharing her testimony on the radio,
都会提到她是一个充满盼望的人。
Talks about her being someone who's full of hope.
所以她的见证带给人很大的一个鼓励。
So her testimony gives people a great encouragement.
虽然她的身体已经瘫痪了。
Even though her body is broken.
一生里面必须要坐在这个轮椅上。
And she has to be in the wheelchair for her whole life.
但是她有一个很好的态度。
But she has a very good attitude.
为什么？
Why?
因为她是一个有永恒盼望的人。
Because she is someone with eternal hope.
所以从今天我们所看这段经文。
So from the passage that we see today,
一个配得神国的生命。
A life that's worthy of, the kingdom of God.
那么第一，我们对神的信心必须要成长。
First, our faith in God must grow.
那么第二，我们对人的爱心必须要充足。
Second, we must be filled with love for others.
那么第三，处在患难当中的时候，必须要存有这个忍耐的心。
And thirdly, when we're in the midst of suffering, we must persevere.
所以让我们一起来审查自己的生命。
So let's examine our lives.
在过去，我们对神的信心是否有成长？
Has our faith been growing?
我们对人的爱心是否是充足的？
Are we filled with love towards others?
当我们处在这个患难当中，我们是否有存有这个忍耐的心？
And when we're in the midst of affliction, are we full of perseverance?
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and meditate on today's message.
一个配得神国的生命，第一就是对神的信心要成长。
A life worthy of God's kingdom is first the faith must grow.
第二就是对人的爱心要充足。
Second is, the love for others must be full.
那么第三，当遇到苦难的时候，存有这个忍耐的心。
And when facing affliction, there must be perseverance.
这个就是配得神国的生命。
And this is life worthy of the kingdom of God.
让我们在神面前审查自己的生命。
Let us examine our lives before God.
是否有这三个属灵美德？
Do we have these three spiritual virtues?
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
让我们能够谦卑顺服在你的面前。
That we will humble ourselves and submit ourselves to you.
让我们也遵守你的教导。
Help us to obey your teachings.
让我们在生命里面蒙你的喜悦，
so that our lives may be pleasing to you.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.